You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJM 99.1 FM. We heard some Captain Beefheart there, some early Captain Beefheart from an album you might not know too much about. It's a collection of outtakes, I believe, from his first album.
Now, this one is subtitled The Mirror Man Sessions, so I'm not sure if that is for the Mirror Man album that he was recording for, if this was just like a general assemblage of some rarities that he had accrued over the years. Regardless, though, fantastic stuff. Mirror Man was an interesting record itself because that came right after Beefheart was trying to make more, I guess you could say, mainstream blues rock records. But Being Captain Beefheart failed incredibly because all his tracks were still weird and out there. And that one is a fantastic rendition of the track Moody Liz, again, taken from the album The Mirror Man Sessions from the one and only indistinguishable Captain Beefheart. Prior to that, also speaking of weird and funky and vicious, we heard some screaming from the one and only John Spencer of the John Spencer Blues Explosion.
Yes, and we heard something from the John Spencer Blues Explosion from the album Now I Got Worry. And you might have been worried if you were listening and heard the introduction to that track.
Hopefully you didn't drop any beverages in your hand at that time.
It's called Skunk. This came out in... You know what? The date's not listed.
In the year of our Lord, sometime in the past.
In the 90s, I believe. Right here, 1996.
What a mid-year of the 90s that was. Great stuff, though, as always, from John Spencer, an artist that we actually had a very great opportunity to speak with not that long ago, so that was an incredible opportunity. An artist who maybe one day I would love to speak to, although I don't know what the chances are of it, Paul Westerberg.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
We'll
see. He's kind of stopped doing
interviews.
But we heard a very short-lived band called the I Don't Cares, which featured Paul Westerberg on guitar and vocals, Juliana Hatfield on bass, and Josh Freese on drums. Josh Freese has played with many, many bands over the years. I'll just list some. Devo. He's now playing with Foo Fighters. He played with The Replacements.
Mm-hmm.
There's like probably 20 different others that I'm forgetting.
That's a very respectable list, though, and obviously a great pedigree for the artist. The album itself, though, was called Wild Stab. Great. I think it's a standalone record because I don't think they had anything else.
It is, and we heard the song King of America, and you know what? There's a lot of songs on here, 16 tracks, and I do believe this kind of came at the end of the Replacements reunion, so a lot of these songs might have been considered for a Replacements album because they said they tried to make more music and that it just wasn't working.
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of were like, okay, well, I guess that's it for now. So I believe these are some songs that were being considered for the Replacements, and Tommy Stinson had a bunch too that he recorded in the past as well. But anyways, really cool stuff from a really kind of more obscure album now, Wild Stab by the I Don't Cares, and that track again was King of America. Before that we heard new music from the latest release by Bog Moss. This is a band based out of Windsor. And we heard something from their Sinkhole EP. They've been playing a lot of shows lately. Including
last night.
Yeah, they played a show last night at the Fog Lounge. And we heard a song called I Am Here from the Sinkhole EP. And I highly recommend seeing them if you get the chance. Before that, we heard music from Toronto, featuring a band featuring Alex Edkins.
That's right. We heard from Metz. And Metz is going to have a forthcoming record released this year, so I'm very excited for that. No doubt we're going to be playing a bit from it when it's released. But we played something from a compilation record, Automat. We heard the 7-inch version release of Negative Space. And we started things off with a group that's also Windsor-based, going back to Bog Moss. This one is interesting because it's not an official studio recording, but a released demo, simply titled, well, Demo. And it's a track by Cult Crime, which features a member of Psychic Void.
Yeah, Matt Menard, now based in Toronto. So I guess it's Toronto-Windsor.
Oh, so that actually makes sense, the Toronto-Windsor connection between Bog Moss and Metz. See, we did it intentionally.
Yes, and we heard the song I've Been Gone for Too Long from Cult Crime. You can find that on Bandcamp. And it's available on cassette, I believe, as well. So that's how we started that set. And we're going to continue next with more music.
Before we get into some more great rock and roll, taking you through your Saturday night, ending off the program in about 20 minutes here on Revolution Rock. So stay tuned for the rest of the program and how we're going to end with Mark Casaubon up next with Cowboys and Indies at 9.
We'll be right back. sorry, Sarah, go now. But I love you so it won't be long. And the specters in the next scene are just nothing but my dreams. Your face looks like a burnt-out fireplace, and I am awash with memories and worrying complexity. But in time, you'll find it very scary. It's hard to live respectfully the enemy, as I know it is right inside my head. The enemy, as I know it. Still all over the place, I'm not too humble to embrace. And oh my gosh, the memories, but your arrogance perplexes me. Now this time, I'm needing peace and merry. Just try to live respectfully the enemy, as I know it, it's right inside my head. The enemy. I know it, it's right inside my head. So you give it a shot now, and okay, back and give it a turn now. Woo, I didn't learn how to do it. Go. Are they somewhere? Are they sleeping in a condo, eating the Babe Ruth, watching the TV? They're great friends. They are super roomies, hanging out with Data, hanging out with Mal. But they're not hanging out with Sean Austin. They don't like him, you know, since he made that movie. Movie they hated. It was called Rudy. Where did Sloth go? Where did Chunk go? Are they somewhere? Are they sleeping in a condo, eating the Babe Ruth, watching the TV? They're great friends. They are super goonies. Martha Plimpton, she comes by. She comes by. She brings them chocolate mint ice cream. Josh Brolin, he comes by. Don't let him in till he does the truffle shuffle. Everybody, 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 do the truffle shuffle. Everybody, 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 do the truffle shuffle.
You've been listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave Constantino, and my co-host, Adam Pelche, is here. We ended off there with a live track from B.A. Johnston.
Yeah, we heard Truffle Shuffle, which, yes, is just about the Goonies and just whatever happened to all those kids from the movie The Goonies. So that was taken from a compilation record, Sonic Theories, Live Sessions, from CJSW 90.5 FM, compiling some live sessions that they recorded in 2012 with a number of different artists. And speaking of B.A. Johnson, he actually performed not too long ago in Windsor.
Yeah, in March, a couple weeks back at the DH here in Windsor. And before that, we heard an album that I used to play on the show quite often when it came out. From 2006 by the Dirty Pretty Things. This is a band featuring Carl Barret. When the Libertines split up, he formed this band, and they put out two albums, and then that was pretty much it for them. Libertines are now back together.
Mm-hmm.
We've played the first single from their forthcoming album, which I believe is coming out soon, so we'll check up on that and play more.
Yeah, always good to hear from Libertines. From this one, we heard a track called The Enemy, which I'm sure you had played before. As mentioned, it's from 2006, and the album was Waterloo to Anywhere. I have to admit, I didn't give this album a lot of listen when it first came out, which is a shame, because I really liked what I've heard from it, so I'm excited to be checking this out. Prior to that, we heard some music from the legendary group Cub, the progenitors of Cuddlecore, coming from Canada, of course. I love that alliteration. We heard Sweet Pea from the expanded version of Betty Cole, their classic record. Prior to that, it's a classic band with an unfamiliar take or version, I should say, of this one song. We heard from Generation X.
Yeah, a couple of years back, they did a reissue of their first album, and it came out. It had a bunch of alternate mixes and different songs and some singles and B-sides. And we had this song that we heard, the alternate version of the song Day by Day, so a different take, and it's a little bit different than the album version that we're used to. Really cool to hear that.
And, we're going to be ending off the show now with a final song by Stranglers. We're going to hear something from their, I think it's their debut record, actually.
Yeah, it's from 77, self-titled one. Now, I can't remember if they had a UK and a US version, but I don't believe they did. This might not be their first album. It was what's it called here?
Oh, Radis Norvegicus.
Yeah, so was it their first one? I don't know.
Well, using the power of the interwebs, let's find this out. According to the information that's always reliable online, and you can never question it, it is indeed their debut record, so more power to them. Coming back all the way from 77, we're going to play the opening song from the album sometimes, and that's how we're ending off this edition of Rev Rock.
And I just wanted to mention, we were referencing Productive Confusion, Murad's show. It airs Mondays. So check out cgm.ca to hear that. And Mark Kazman is up next with Cowboys and Indies right now. We're going to hear the song Sometimes by the Stranglers to end out this edition of Revolution Rock.
Radio Rewind.